we are friends, digging each other, taking time to talk it over.
Are we in?
Can't wait till my hair is fucking back. Better work. It's falling out. It's in the falling out stage, and I'm starting to think like, oh no, it didn't work, did it? This doesn't work, and I look like this.
Forever?
I mean, like, what happened? Like, even a bad haircut there comes back. This is like actual surgery, and it's, I'm like, I don't know if it's coming back. That's why I haven't cut the top, but that's why I look like this, because I'm waiting for it to grow in enough so I...
That fear is hilarious.
It's like, you know, it's fucking a lot of money. So I'm like, every day I'm going, is it even there anymore? And I go, it's gone. It's gone. And then I'm just looking at myself for hours.
It's a good hat, though. Welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast with Brent Moore and Jason Collings and super producer Will. It is our 100th episode. And for that, little Willie dressed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said... that we were all going to dress up and we're like really nice. You said, you told me like, yeah, we're all going to dress like we won an Emmy. And I showed up and you guys look normal.
Yes.
And I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Brent, do you remember?
There's one thing. Maybe that came out at some point, but I don't remember it.
He was just spitballing.
But also, I
don't think
you
we committed to it.
I forgot my suit. I couldn't.
You forgot. You were at your house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I forgot my suit.
That's true. You know,
here's the
problem.
Okay,
I'm going to be honest. When I got the suit, I weighed 196 pounds.
Okay.
I am 210 pounds. And that is a fitted suit.
Yeah. Very nice suit.
And it doesn't fitted me anymore.
Yeah. Mine isn't either.
I need to grow down into it. I got to grow into it backwards.
I know it does fit, but not today.
I wanted to see if Will would dress up, and he did.
And he did.
I take my job seriously.
And thank you so much. And
now
it's very cute as shit.
Yes.
It's very like a private school teacher or something.
Yeah. Did I make it buzz again?
No, you're good.
Happy
dress like Adam
100th
Scott.
Episode anniversary, guys.
Yes. 100 eps.
Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and Will will power through it in his power suit. if you want to look at us, go to YouTube. Brent Moore and Jason Collings, the Lion's Den with Brent Moore and Jason Collings. Also, you can go to our Clips channel. And as always, we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/TheLion'sDenPod for all your members-only content. And we've been getting wild over there, guys.
Yeah.
We've been getting wild. We're going to do some stuff on there that's going to maybe possibly get us arrested, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
And we got a lot of new Patreon members. They're stacking up. So we're all happy to see
Thank
you guys
for joining us.
Right. This is a special day.
I also want to say it's been a while because of medical issues that either one of us, any one of us, were able to make it to the P.O. box.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank everybody for all the cool stuff. I got a birthday card for my 50th that was 4 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever it was. But yeah, this is the first time we've been able to hit the P.O. box since we all were on our deathbeds.
We all were dying from the pandemic.
Yep. But we've all since tested negative. Mm-hmm. And guess what else, guys? I am halfway there. I got my first vaccine today. No, yesterday.
Yeah.
Got my first vaccine yesterday. Lied my way into that one.
Jason.
Told him I was 75. For some fucking reason, they believed me. But it didn't hurt. It's crazy. When I sat down to get the shot, I was like that, because I'm scared of needles. I was going, or I'll look at it. If I look at it, I'll go like this. They get so frustrated when they're going with the needle. I was going, just move away from it. But this guy was really, really efficient. And he just went, ready? Boom. He says, are you right-handed or left? I said, right. He goes, we're putting in your left arm. So, of course, immediately I go, that means my left arm's going to be dead soon.
Yeah.
Puts the needle in, doesn't hurt. Boom. In and out. Got the Band-Aid. Good job. Go sit down for 15 minutes. So you have to go to this second holding area for 15 minutes. And when you do the drive-through, they have you park at a certain place and sit in your car for 15 minutes because they want to check, make sure you're okay and that you're not having any weird side effects from the government chip that they're putting in your body.
Yeah.
And I went to a walk-up one. I got the Pfizer. Went up to a walk up. It was in Pomona, Cal Poly Pomona. Wait, you know, Pfizer? Pfizer's not good. Ooh. What are they saying about
the Pfizer? You should be fine, probably.
Oh,
should be
shit. Fine. Yeah,
yeah. Stock's doing okay.
What?
Yeah, stock's doing all right.
Yeah, stocks the side effects, good? It sounds like the side effects will be like a year or two, so you should be fine.
What?
No, fine.
Wait a minute.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I had this weird side effect from it. I have a giant.
Well, man, don't fucking
that. A giant penis.
Now I have two.
Oh, wow. It's
two on both legs.
So, fun.
He's yeah. taped both of them.
So if I ever have sex again, it'll be like this. I get the shot. I'm sitting in the little deal, and I feel fine. And then a guy in front of me falls down and hits his face.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hard.
From how? From what did he pass out from the needle?
Yeah. No, he'd already gotten the shot. He already walked over to the holding area. He already sat in his chair. And the lady was going by and she said, You okay? And he says, yeah, I'm good. And then she goes, two more guys over, and he just goes,
oh my God.
And now, mind you, we're in a parking structure, concrete floors, face first. And it was so deep sounding. Ba-goom, right? And I went, that guy. I just went like that. I went, ma'am, that guy. And then he was okay. I think he was just a pussy.
Also terrifying to see, like, you just got yours and you're in the holding area and one guy dies.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
it freaks
right.
me out that he said it, because then I'm thinking, wait a minute, am I going to faint?
No.
Right.
No? That's why they have you sit down. But it's a lesson also, because you got these people that are anti-vaxxers, right? Mm. That are like, it's fake. Don't get it. It's whatever. Get out of my fucking face. But it's also my opinion that I have the same thought of people that are getting vaccines and harping on everyone else to should fucking get them. It's the same thing. Don't complain about the anti-vaxxers when you're shoving vaccines down everybody's throat. It's the same fucking thing. If you want to get it. However you feel about it, get it. And then I have friends that I've talked to my buddy Charles on the phone yesterday. He's like, I'm holding off.
Charles.
You know Charles Greaves?
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was speaking a name.
No, Charles Greaves. He helps run Supernova Comedy. He's great.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking on the phone for a while, and we were talking about it. And here's what I love about him. He's like, yeah, I'm holding off on it. But he never once said, I can't believe you got that. It's going to No, he's not an anti-vaxxer. It's a personal choice for him. And he literally said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I tell everybody, get it. If you want to get it, get it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, but there's the lesson. I was fine. That dude in front of me knocked the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So it does affect people in different ways. And there are people that have like an immune deficiency issue or something like that. They can't get it. And if they get it, it could kill them. Like my niece is that way. She has this immune thing. So they're like doing some research now that they might be finding, you know, a way for her to get it. But it's not like she could just like go out and get it, because, you know, you got to be fucking careful. So those people that are anti-vaxxers that are screaming at us to not get it, shut up. The people that are pro-vaccine and screaming at everybody they should get it, shut the fuck up.
I hate it.
Do your thing. Do it if you want to do it. But also do your goddamn research. Then I get home, and all of a sudden my arm is killing me. But I'm not saying anything because I don't want to be a pussy. Because
in front of your wife.
My wife and I, we went at the same time and got it. And she's like, you know, bawling out afterwards. Like, she walked was like,
bawling out?
Yeah. She's just like, what's up, motherfuckers?
She seems to be handling shit a lot better.
She handles pain way better than we. By the way, women handle pain way better than men. I can't tell you that enough, because I've witnessed fucking childbirth, and holy shit, I can never do that. You know what I mean? It's like pissing a football. No.
Yeah.
It's like pissing a football.
But, so I wasn't going to say anything about it hurting, because I didn't want to be like, shut up, stop being a baby, whatever. So I'm not saying anything. She walks in the room and she's like, what the fuck? My arm is killing me. I was like, yeah, me too.
You can finally say it.
It literally feels like the school bully was punching me in my arm over and over and over again. And I just, but the pain is here, but then it goes into my tit-tay. It goes into my man flapjacks. Goes into my mammy boobs. Goes into the flappies. And then it went over here too. So all of this was killing me yesterday.
Oy.
I'm taking a ton of Advil. So then I was worried, am I going to be fucking sick tomorrow? Because it's just the first one. I'm totally fine.
Don't they say the second one might cause flu?
Might. Like, I posted that I got my vaccine and I held my vaccination card up, and a buddy of mine that I grew up with commented. He said, hey, man, talk to me after that second shot. See if you're smiling, man.
Yeah, everybody says it. Yeah. It's getting me fucking I mean, I'm going to do it. But it's just interesting how it's getting me a little worried here.
You should be, because you're a millennial.
What?
Apparently, it's affecting millennials that way. Huh. You're what are you, Gen Z?
I don't fucking know. 27.
See, should be a millennial.
You're Jen irritating. You're Jen irritating. Got him, dude. Burn. But like my mom, who's 73, nothing. Completely, totally fine.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, that's weird because my mom was like that too. Yeah. Like her, she had sore mother-in-law, arm, but that was it.
My mother-in-law, same thing. She's almost 70, and all the thing, the only thing they were that she was complaining about was the soreness in the arm. But she, a lot of people are getting like fucking fever and sick and everything the night of, and so
my
you think it's
because
we're a little bit of a pussy generation, the millennials?
I don't know what
we are. Both millennials, technically, by the way, 94 to 1980. Millennials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people think the millennials are like the TikTokers. They're,
those are like,
no, that's Gen Z. That's,
no.
Now they're calling millennials old. Those kids are calling you guys old.
Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time.
And I'm like, a boomer now, which I'm not.
You're not a boomer.
Because you know what? The boomer is for baby boomers.
Yeah.
Which were born in the fucking 40s.
Yeah. My parents are boomers.
Yeah. My parents were boomers. I'm not a boomer, okay?
What are you?
Generation
I'm
X.
I'm not a boomer and I'm not old TikTok guy. Stop.
I'm Generation X.
I'm vibrant. Okay? Don't smile at me.
I'm the generation after boomers, and they called us. They said we were just lazy and this and this and that.
That's what they do to every generation, though, don't you think?
The next one always sucks. And it's funny, like I said that before in a pod, where it's funny that they shit on us, yet they're the ones who made us. Like, I shit on millennials, yet...
You made them.
Yeah.
We made you guys. So it's kind of our fault.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
That's very true.
But yeah, I got my vax, man.
That's good. That's
you guys going to get it?
Because you're going to be traveling, too. So, you know, worries me if you're out there traveling and you're not vaccinated after the last time we traveled. Ooh. You know, you were in the fucking hospital.
Yep.
And I was just watching the Super Bowl.
I mean, I missed the Super Bowl. I was in the hospital during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was Jason. So often.
Touchdown.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Yeah. You already have an appointment.
Appointment in April.
So for my next 2 road gigs, I'll be half vaxxed. By the time I'm doing Vegas, which is now the 21st through the 25th, I'll be...
It's a good one to be fully vaxxed for.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Vegas. Jesus. I mean, those monsters.
Yeah, they're in Florida. I was watching some footage on television of people in Florida losing their fucking minds in the streets partying.
Yeah.
I mean, partying literally in the streets naked. Like, there was girls on cars shaking, like, twerking, and, like, it was insane.
Oh, because of spring break?
Mm-hmm. The spring breakers.
Oh, yeah.
And now the numbers are going back up. We're going to get a fourth wave.
Yeah, no shit.
See, that's the thing that people didn't think about. When, with the vaccines rolling out, the numbers didn't go down. They held steady. In other words, it was a race between the variants and the vaccine, because the vaccine was stopping the fucking virus that it's made for. But then these variants were coming in, so no one was winning. It was like a neck and neck race. It was like a dead heat between the new variants and the vaccine working. So now all these people on spring break. I always think it's funny when you see spring break footage, but then you see a guy on there that's like a little too old for spring break.
Oh yeah.
Your buddy in his 40s, it goes, dude, I'm going to Florida for spring break. Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I was just going to say that the amount of new cases, it's crazy. I mean, there are like 500 new cases a day, which is like bananas. Yep. Like,
oh, wow.
Even like a few months ago, it was like 4,000, and that was like, all right, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
At the height, it was like 48,000 or some shit.
Right.
So it's 500 a day. That's like LA. That's like
crazy.
Nothing. I mean, it's crazy.
It's nothing compared to what it was.
What it was, right.
That's like never been that. So it's fucking
because everybody got it.
Thank God.
I know, right? That Brazilian variant, they found a case of the Brazilian variant in New York.
Oh, great.
The way they detected it is this guy went to the hospital and he was speaking Portuguese and he was samba dancing and wrestling.
Wait a second.
And doing capoeara.
No.
This sounds fun.
And he did have like a little parade in his room.
All he wanted to do was wrestle other guys and do capoeira and... and samba dance. It was crazy.
Damn.
And he was wearing so many bright
colors. Yeah, about your boys, about your dads. He was doing that.
That's not bad.
They're like, holy shit, the Brazilian variant's here.
Racist. Just checking into the country. Just.
And they're doing the fucking flip kicks and shit.
Oh my God, with fucking feathers on their head. I'm just thinking about the parade they have that everybody likes. Brazilian something.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Beautiful women, beautiful people. See, you always have to backtrack.
Is it Mardi Gras? It's Mardi Gras, right?
Nope.
It's not Mardi Gras.
It's like...
like
the Rio Brazil...
That thing.
Something.
That's the one, the Rio Zio one.
Read one book.
Read one article.
Rio?
Oh, Carnaval.
Oh,
that's
Carnaval.
What it is.
Yeah. I always Carnaval. Think of the cruise line, but you know.
Oh, yeah. That's
Carnival
true.
Fucking cruises.
Carnival.
No thanks.
Carnival.
Yeah, this is Carnival.
Yeah. Carnival is sexy with feathers, and Carnival is just everybody having the same
cup. A lot of G-strings and samba.
And Carnival is just a bunch of really racist people not wearing masks holding the same cup of coins from the casino all week.
You know about Mardi Gras? With the beads?
Just holding this fucking disgusting
cup. What is that tradition, by the way, the titty beads? You guys remember the titty beads?
Oh, yeah.
You show your tits and they give you beads?
I don't think that's good. I think it's still there. I don't think it's going.
It's 100%
an
American
tradition.
They didn't
do Mardi Gras this year.
But
America came up with that one. You know what we should fucking do?
Yeah, man.
Show us your tits.
You know what'll make them show us some tits? Beads.
Or you could turn around and just get free beads behind you because they're... Everybody has them.
That's true. How you guys feeling about 100? A hundo.
I'm feeling good, although it is kind of hilarious that we still don't know how to do half the things in here.
Hey.
If you saw us beforehand.
Work in progress.
Fixing the mics.
But look.
Same cables.
Look
Same
at the
cables.
Difference in the den, though. It's like you crazy. Pop up, show them a picture of us in the beginning when Brian Burner doing that thing, and it's just empty in here.
That's true.
And now we're getting so much love. That's my favorite part about this podcast, by the way. Mm. You guys are... Fans and listeners are so cool and so loyal, and they're so generous and nice, and they help. They like to help us. Like if I complain about an ailment or something, I can't tell you how many comments and messages I get giving me things that I could do to help that thing.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're great.
Yep.
I mean, last night I think I got food poisoning, and something about throwing up is. Kind of like really peaceful,
right?
That makes sense.
Like
it's like
shitting. It's like a good shit.
Yeah, it just comes out intense, but once it's like dying down, you just go. Oh.
And you're going like this.
Yeah,
it's dripping a little bit.
Ew.
I'm okay.
It's coming. I'm out,
okay.
Out of my nose and shit.
Ew.
I'm okay.
Ew.
It was just Liam Neeson movie that I was watching, going, well, this one isn't. Oh, hang on. There's the chips I ate. God damn it, that bacon didn't look that good. Avocado. And then just by yourself, and I'm just, I want no pants on too, because it was late.
God.
So I'm just.
You guys like into the no pants thing when you're home alone?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I find myself doing it more.
I got to wear my gym jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't too much. I don't want my asshole touching my couch.
Well, it's not saying
naked.
My asshole.
I don't mean
out.
Naked.
Oh.
I just like in boxers.
Do you walk around in your tidy-whities?
My tidy-whities?
Yeah.
No, only on like Sundays.
Do you wear tidy-whities or do you wear the boxer briefs?
Do I wear tidy-whities?
Like the little
briefs. Who
the
fuck
briefs?
Wears tidy-whities?
Wearing
people?
A loose whitey-tighties?
Why do you
no.
think they're still on the shelves? People wear them?
Yikes.
That's
no.
terrible.
Boxer briefs, for sure.
Boxer fucking briefs.
Even the
day.
Briefs with the high bullshit cupping your nuts. I don't. Nope. I want low, low, low.
Sure. What am I? You know what I'm saying? A Chippendales dancer?
Yeah, dude. It's
give me
so
those,
uncomfortable.
Give me those baseball compression short looking.
I want my shit to go all the way to my fucking ankle.
There you go.
Sometimes I do feel a little Brazilian, though, when I have them like the smaller
like a UFCs?
Ones.
You're on the,
yeah,
you're about to
yeah.
do the UFC?
I go, ooh, Conor McGregor in the mirror. fuck, help, help. Oh, no one's here.
Oh, shit.
My Roomba just going, I go, why are you on? I'm not in here. Trying to vacuum my fucking toes. it's like, go somewhere else.
Oh,
it sucks.
I had to stop mine today from vacuuming up dog piss.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Because Jack didn't make it to the back door.
Oh, poor Jack.
He's in diapers now. Right? You guys know that, right?
That's the problem when you
I
get
got a question. Do you guys have a favorite episode?
I don't know. That's really tough. I mean, it's kind of funny. Like today we went to the P.O. Box to pick up your lovely gifts, and it's like we were re-upping the box, you know, paying for the year. And it's just interesting. I said to the lady,
right.
so disrespectful.
No reason.
but then I was like, I just said as a kind of a thing that I go, wow, that's when we did it last year. She's like, yeah. I go, oh, things really changed after that week, huh? Because it was right before any pandemic.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So I was like, wow, look at us now.
Yeah.
Hamstertown,
it's fine.
Hamstertown was a good one.
Hamstertown
no,
was good.
You know what was a that was the same one. The Green Room, the writer.
Yeah, the Green Room writer.
Yeah,
the Green
yeah,
Room
yeah.
writer episode
really
was great.
Because you had Hamstertown, you had the Egyptian men carrying
yeah.
Like carrying you.
Everything's homoerotic with me, I've realized.
Right. And well then, I mean, the hardest laugh by far was I Am Carlos.
That was great.
You're right.
I mean, just the laugh.
And he's still around. We still got him.
Hi,
I Am Carlos.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, if you're new to Lion's Den, go on our clip channel. The link is in the YouTube descriptions and look up the I Am Carlos clip because that shit was so funny.
We all three lost.
I almost threw up.
And it's one of those things. It's almost one of those things where you like, you know, you, at the moment you're dying, but if you try to explain it to somebody,
no,
they go like this. No,
yeah. Even the rest of it was like we had the group sex.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Using your virginity to saw.
That was the same episode.
And Cheesy Heads, the acapella group. I mean, that shit was
wow.
That
wild.
Was a good one.
Yeah.
We had guests. We're going to have guests again. Like, I want to say this. We got no special surprises today on the 100th episode. It's just us. But
as it should be, though. Kind of, you know?
I mean, we really can't.
I mean, I can make a phone call.
It's just then it's like, got to clean the couch.
Barack Obama.
Barack is just going to Skype in real quick. Great job, guys. Keep it up, Brant.
You're doing a really good job.
Brant.
Wonderful job, Brant. Brant Morgan, is it?
No. Yes, Brant yes, Morgan, sir.
And the very funny and always soulful Jason Collins. You guys are doing an amazing job. Am I doing a good one?
Can I be
good.
That? Be honest? Not only was that good, but for real, that would make me so sad. I would be so envious if he
nailed
like,
his name.
Yeah, it's like Brent Moring and Morgan, is it?
Brock Marglagan, whatever your name is. Anyways. Yeah, kind
of soulful.
Michelle
hilarious.
Really loves your voice, Jason, and she loves the...
Yeah. Hey, Hampstead Town. Oh, wow, I can't do an Obama.
That wasn't bad. No, that was fine.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, who's
Southern.
That guy?
Now you just got Southern. Yeah. I do declare.
I'm not an impression guy. I can't do it.
Jason has it covered forever.
Yeah,
for everyone.
I got you guys.
Yeah,
we've had some great guests. The Nick Swartzen episode. When he told the story about, you know, pissing and shitting himself. What
that's
is it?
Also on the clip channel.
Taco Bell
that,
or some shit.
That's funny.
He pissed my pants, got my food.
Yeah.
He just said, fuck it.
And then he did the Chicago Theater, sold out with pissing his
pants. That's unbelievable, man.
Like, what a rock
just
star.
Just stained boxer briefs.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Also, never forget doing the Brad Garrett episode because it was one of the most hungover I've been ever. I was like throwing up like 30 minutes before I got here. And then we did the episode. It was the day after my birthday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And again, another cool thing about that episode, we got studio lights out of the deal.
Yeah, lights from Brad.
Brad
Garrett.
Busted our balls the whole episode about the lighting in here.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And we should have got lights earlier.
Next week we had our lights. Thank you, Brad Garrett.
Thank you, Brad. Adam Ray, us doing the bully talk was good.
Yep.
That was a great episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
Even though I can't say the word for some reason, but.
Bully. Biauli.
Bully. Biauli.
The Biauli episode.
And then, of course, that whole, you know, the world shutting down and us talking.
Yep. Going to Zoom.
That sucked.
Yeah. I mean, we did it for you guys for sure because we didn't want to, you know.
Be shitty.
But it sucked.
It's tough. It's good that we didn't need to do too many, though. We really didn't do more than, what, four of them?
Three, four, five. Yeah.
Three or four. I mean, Patreon maybe a little more, but still, we did a pretty good job.
I just remembered. I forgot about the Camp Lion's Den episodes.
Oh, yeah.
We were outside for a while.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. My house was exploding or something.
Yeah, people were digging that. Well, you did it because your AC went out.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It was a million degrees.
And it was hotter than a hippo's asshole in here.
The vanity in me, though, said, I look much better outside, though. Well,
Those were good.
Looked good.
Yeah. We weren't doing this out there. We were doing this.
Yeah. I didn't have fucking pillows.
You lean forward.
Well, it was like you're on CNN. You guys were on like
the neck
desk.
Happens, you know. That's why I lean forward. Yeah, you have a neck that people didn't know you had. But I always lean forward in pictures. You've noticed that.
Yeah.
When I do pictures, I always lean in.
It's the Harry Styles.
It opens up the old neck-a-rooney because then you see me in real life and I'm like.
No, that is some of the shit I get though for the limited amount of people I've seen while we've been doing the show is they go, wow, dude, you look so much better off the camera.
Whoops.
And I went, no, that's fine because then it doesn't make me think I'm like, oh, maybe I don't look as bad as I think because not the most flattering chairs. And
comfortable, though.
Humongous because of the perception here next to Jason.
We should get those stand-up desks. Mm. Like lecterns.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
we'll just do a crossfire style shit, like CNN. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a treadmill. He's just walking the whole time. Welcome back to Lion's Den.
Welcome back. Now let's get that up to about 1.5, okay?
Hey.
You guys fall at home.
We're just wheezing the whole time. Yeah.
Welcome to Lion's Den here, sponsored by Peloton. And we are now just focus. No babies on there, though. I think we learned that the hard way, didn't we, Jason? Yeah. Okay. Didn't the kid just get hurt doing that shit?
Oh,
no,
man.
I think he died. Whoops.
Well, let's
Let's look it up. Let's look it up.
Didn't mean to bring that up. Man.
Our listeners are so cool, and the gifts that we got. I mean, I got to talk about this for a second. Today, we're shooting this episode on the, what's today's date? My watch.
26th.
On the 26th. And if you know anything about the Nike and sneaker world, it's officially Air Max Day. That's why I'm wearing these Air Max Ones.
Meaning what? What does Air Max Day mean?
Just showing love for the Air Max. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. You know, I don't do all
asking the right guy. But okay.
You know, you don't. Yeah. I don't do all the research. You know that. Hey, I do some of the research.
Yeah, click notes. Yeah.
But one of our loyalist listeners, he's been a fan of ours since before he even did the podcast because he came to see us in D.C., Almacar. Now, this guy sent me Air Max 90s.
That's crazy.
And I got them today. I don't know when he sent them. I'm going to hit them up today.
It's like 6 months ago.
Right? But I got them on Air Max Day.
Crazy.
And they're so freaking nice. And I want to thank you so much for those. I love shoes so much. And I've explained why.
Yeah.
I couldn't really afford to get a bunch of shoes when I was younger and all that. And now I can, and I'm rocking that shit.
They're pretty sick.
But yeah, too. They are amazing. And thank you so much. I'm gonna thank him personally as well, privately.
He's going to fly to D.C.
I'm going to fly to D.C. Oh, D.C. Improv is open.
Oh, shit. Cool.
Wow.
D.C. Improv's open. They opened today, I think.
Beautiful.
Today or yesterday, I got a few messages. Hey, D.C. Improv's open. When are you coming?
Yes. Wow.
I got one today that said, come back to South Africa. That made me so happy. Come back to South Africa. I was like, now tell the rest of your friends.
Yeah.
The rest of the country.
The rest of the country. And we will make that shit happen because that was a good time.
I would love to go to Cape Town. I hear that's like beautiful. A lot of beautiful women.
Yeah, that's where I went. It was amazing. It's beautiful. But Durban, I've told you guys this before. Durban is paradise. But yeah, you guys are the best. So I'm still happy. So the point is, we're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing it. We're going to try to get better at it. And
we're gonna have guests. We're gonna do all this shit. We are going to get
new microphone cords,
yeah,
so that we don't have to deal with the buzzing. We'll get good, cool colors, maybe blue. What do you think, huh, guys?
Fun
blue to bring up. If we got blue cables, pink. No. If we got blue cables, it'll bring out the blue in our eyes.
There you go, smart.
And the gray in his,
man,
or green or whatever it is.
Yeah, Jesus.
No, they look blue today because you're rocking that blue, dude. You look sharp.
Thanks, dude.
What is it? Gingham? Is that what that pattern's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do I know that? Because I know that.
Yeah, it's really cute. I mean, he does look like an adorable. Like this is like First Communion or something.
Didn't know how I was gonna go.
You look like an intern on Wall Street.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But that's like exactly not kind of insecure, like buy sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then you
no. You're more like. Sugar or no sugar?
Right, that's accurate. I say, oh, these are hot.
And then you spill them on your boss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, this is awesome. I am ready to get out of here, guys. I think we did it.
Great.
No, just kidding.
Any other Lion's Den memories before you maybe kind of do emails?
Honestly,
any other things that come to mind?
Building this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the shit we need.
Yeah.
We got a little too much, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
we may have gone a little too far on the mixer. We may have gone a little too far on the microphone, the headphone amp. There's literally one thing plugged into it.
Yeah. There's about 30. And, there's about 30 plugs to put in headphones. And we said, fuck that at day one.
We got all that shit and didn't get lights.
I know.
So that was fun.
Well, because we were going to do it at daytime, I remember. But then you looked like you were crossing over. So then we were like,
without the curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was way too lit up.
Yeah.
Made me look fat.
It's tough lighting. We also we were orange as shit for the first like 30 episodes.
Yeah.
Like just dark, deep orange in this fucking den.
I think that's another episode I like too. Is I think there was wasn't there a bee? Had a bee incident.
Yes, we had a bee in here.
That was early on. We didn't have lights.
We had bees. We had spiders.
Spider problems.
I had to rescue a spider for you guys. Yep.
Basically, Brent lives in a jungle. So, where were you guys? When the first episode came out, January, guess what the date is?
6th.
Really?
Insurrection Day, dude. Our podcast came out on a year to the day before the January 6th insurrection on the Capitol.
Wow.
Oh.
Yep.
A year.
Will didn't know what Insurrection Day was.
That's a little telling, by the way.
Really? You didn't know what that was?
I know what's storming the Capitol. I know that. I don't know if this new
I thought he was talking about the movie
around.
Insurrection. Alien
I thought it was something to do with Jesus.
That has something to do with Jesus.
I don't know. He's insurrected.
Resurrected.
What?
Resurrected. Exactly. I don't fucking know.
Yo, I was in Vegas.
Insurrected.
I remember I was doing a week at Brad's in Vegas, and I was so excited. The first episode, when we released our first episode, I literally stayed in my hotel room all day counting.
Yeah, dude.
Counting the views.
I'll never forget that.
And going, whoa, shit, this thing is clicking up and the subscribers clicking up. And because when we started, zero. We literally started with zero.
Yeah.
And now we're at, I don't know.
Six, seven.
We're up there.
50,000 probably.
We're up there. Somewhere up there. We're going to get more, though. We're going to definitely get more.
Yeah.
And it's but,
yeah, the world is open. It's going to be a lot more crazy shit.
The biggest memory, that's another big memory, was the first, waiting for that first one to come out.
That was, because we backlogged pretty heavy. So it was like, it was crazy. It was also funny, like, you know, because I'm also not a fucking engineer. So I'd also read all the comments being like, this audio fucking sucks, dude.
Learning,
like, you know what I mean?
Learning that the most hateful people on the planet live on YouTube, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't look. You guys look and come in.
I have to. I need to know what's wrong with it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was just wild.
This is some healthy energy.
It's working. This audio sounds great.
It's been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good. It's getting there. I used to hate when a teacher would say that to me.
It's getting there.
Oh, you're getting there. I'm like, why don't you?
There's
fuck
a,
you,
our manager. There's a show there.
Yeah. There's a show in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking fuck. What does that even mean?
What does that even mean? Am I doing this wrong?
It's a show.
I also will say that, like, some of my favorite memories, honestly, were when we decided to do it. Like, you guys made the decision to bring me on, and then coming over to your house and being like, this is the room it's going to be in. And just the excitement of that, at least maybe for me, I was so fucking excited.
Right.
Mm. Being like, wow, this is happening. And I remember we went to, you guys went to do About Last Night with Adam Ray and Brad. And
I
came with you guys.
Right.
And that was, those were such great moments for me, because I was just like, dude, this is happening. Like, I'm doing the podcast with two of, like, my best buddies who I, like, look up to. And I'm like, this is a best case scenario for, it was like such a cool moment.
Yep. You got to know us.
Yeah. And then you got to know us. And the shit talking at his house is unbelievable. I know it. I know. And it's fine.
His girl getting an earful about us.
Oh,
these fucking
every
guys.
Night. He's got his head in her lap. Just
I
going,
called him the other day. Was it yesterday that I called you?
2 days ago.
2 days ago, I called him and he was in the car with his girl. And I know that before they answer the phone, he's like, fuck.
God damn it.
I gotta get just this.
Cool.
I gotta
we'll
get
through
this.
We'll get through it.
I'm so sick of this fucking. Hey, Jay, what's up?
When did we start? We started in like the beginning of December, just like.
December of 2019.
Yeah. Shooting episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
December 2019 is when we started recording. And that's when we didn't know what we were. I had a feeling. I knew, because if you remember, all the first episodes were guests.
Yeah.
And we were scrambling and scrambling and trying to get guests. And they were great episodes. Mm-hmm. But we didn't come into our own until it was just. This
until it was Sunday brunch for Monday.
Until it was Sunday brunch for Monday. Exact Sunday brunch for Monday.
What a time.
Sunday brunch
band
for
names.
Monday.
I mean, shit. That was a time.
And then it was like, no shit. Most of my favorite podcasts are showcasing the host. But if we're just sitting here listening to someone else talk, no one's getting to know us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is what I want to do it for. I want to talk to the peoples. So we're still gonna pepper guests in there, but this is us, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my all-time favorite part of the podcast is that my father's song is our theme song.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know that yet, the theme song in the beginning of the episode, "We Are Friends Digging Each Other." That is my father, my Uncle Larry, and my Uncle Roger. My Uncle Roger, my father, and my Uncle Larry's original band that this song that's our theme song was their chart. They had a charting hit that they toured with, and that was it. Mm. This is my father singing at the beginning of every episode. So,
awesome.
You know, you guys know that he had passed away 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's here with me, and he's a part of this. He's a part of this project, and I love it. And so many people hit me up online asking, what is that song? What is that song? And I send it to them, and I've had people send me messages of them. I can't remember who it was. They'll tell us if they watch this episode. Someone sent a video of their daughter dancing and singing to the song.
That's cool.
Because if you go on YouTube and search Friends by Feather, you could listen to the whole song. About three different recordings of it, too, because they did different recordings with different labels, because it was that whole thing. But yeah, you could listen to the whole song, and people were, seeing some three-year-old kid dancing to my dad's song that was recorded in 1970.
Yeah,
that's so amazing.
Cool. It's amazing.
And the song holds up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I love the lyrics, because if you guys listen to the lyrics, it's we are friends digging each other, taking time to talk it over.
Makes total sense.
It's kind of crazy.
Perfect.
Works.
Sitting by my brother's side, listening to what he has to say.
That's really cool.
You know, that's really why I was like, this is our theme song. mean, remember what a bitch it was to try to figure out how to get it too?
Oh, you know, yeah.
And then
it,
and then we would get flagged for playing pink, playing too much of it.
Yeah,
because
the copyright thing. It's constantly flagged. It's so short
for
a reason.
What a lot of people don't, most of you don't know, is that I don't have any ownership over my father's song. They sold it when they were kids, you know, when I was just a baby, because they had to put food on the table, and they signed a bad contract, and they basically signed the rights over to the song. So a distribution company or something own it. That's why we would get flagged for playing too much of it, because they need to get paid for my dad's song, you know? Yeah. But we figured that shit out, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Tricky, yeah. I just have to play a real small part of it. Yep. That's why it's such a song, short it's snippet.
Isn't it 18 seconds or less?
Ooh, way less. Something like 10 yeah. seconds, 12
and I
seconds.
Can't believe, I mean, we're the most flagged. It's like they're just watching us. It's right. Like there's so many other big people, and every fucking video we do that involves music,
oh, our WAP,
taken down.
Our WAP video is gone. We had over 250,000 views on our WAP reaction. That shit, they took it down at 200 grand. They just took it down.
Got to figure that out, by the way, because we got people love those. We got to do those again.
Megan
too.
The Stallion's still up, if you want to check that out.
Not style. Now.
Danny Hernandez is still up.
Yeah. Nice. Daniel. I mean, little Daniel, he's doing
little
okay.
Danny H.
He got a little big. He got
also,
a little
what about this, guys?
Oh man, Free Britney. That's
We had so much fun with
getting
Free Britney.
Hacked. He gets hacked by some weird anime.
I was Asian on was that Korean? I can't remember what it was on Twitter, and I was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I was so beautiful, and I had so many followers.
Your career was kind of thriving.
And it was they were probably funny as fuck too, but I couldn't read it because it was all in Korean. I mean, I became a detective.
You were a detective. You were hacked.
I was hacked. I became a detective.
A lot's happened.
Yeah. And we, we came up with our secret code for help.
Yep.
How was it? Man, that feels...
We had an episode taken down, too. We got fucking removed.
Which one was it?
It's amazing.
I don't remember which one it was. I think we were just talking about Trump a lot, and then someone pulled it.
Somebody pulled it. And you put it back up, and they pulled it again.
So we tried to fight it, and they were. It was
Might have been? It might have been YouTube. It might have been that we may have been talking about what they will consider disinformation. We may have been incorrect about some shit.
I think it was like talking about murder.
I would be shocked if we were incorrect.
We didn't say, first off, clarify, we didn't say murder.
Not murder,
the
but
president.
I don't even want to say words of anything.
Right. No, no, no.
I don't
want
this to get fucking taken out. We talked about like.
Bad things.
Just things that happened in history.
We're learning. We're still learning the rules.
Yeah. We didn't know that we were the fucking the rebels of podcast world.
Right. By the way, I'm still learning. I've been like guests on other people's podcasts, and afterwards,
still learning.
Afterwards, they say things like, hey, can you don't post that part of the thing. Don't talk about it. And you're learning about shit that people, not that you can't talk about, but that you shouldn't if you don't want to get like bombarded by justice warriors, you know?
Yeah. It's all public shit.
You know, I do it on the and after weirds.
After,
you know, what
are, after weirds.
It's fucking weird here.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
After weirds, we started talking to Sally. You remember Sally?
I totally forgot that we had an episode taken down.
Oh,
was it taken down just off of YouTube or the audio
just
as well?
Just off of YouTube. The audio lives there.
Oh, okay.
I almost want
to go check it out.
And
if you think that's bad, check the Patreon out. If we had a few bangers the last few weeks.
I'm looking up the, I almost want to look up just our episode log to see if we made
it. All our friends are on your front page. It's hilarious.
Yeah, right. So funny. That's good.
Who's doing stand up?
Tucson. That's Will has a channel.
What is this about? Matthew McConaughey has a channel now?
Everybody does.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Or like just any other
just episode. All over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Oh, and the fan art we love a lot too. You guys kill
I mean,
that
this
shit.
Stuff is amazing. Look at this. The princely Prince Brent over there, the lion.
Yeah.
I mean, we had all the sex toy stuff.
Oh,
that's right. We didn't know what.
What did I call it? I can't remember. Somebody going up in the. We thought it was supposed to go in the asshole.
So many women were going to be real up our ass. Literally.
It was supposed to go. We thought it was an asshole plug, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then people sent us things of butt plugs, but then they called it something else. I can't remember what it was.
The little fun thing.
Well,
the episode's called Flared Base.
Yeah. Because we were describing
doing like a lot of asshole thing going this.
Yeah,
well, we thought there's a third thing, it goes up your little asshole, but I guess it doesn't. Like it all
it
goes
wasn't
into
a
the
third
pussy.
Thing. What? It was a second thing. They only have two holes, Brent.
Number 69, ironically, is the one that got removed. So if you want to listen to it, episode 69 should still be up on Apple and Spotify and bullshit like
Apple, Spotify, iHeart. What is it? What's the Android one? Breaker? Stitcher.
Stitcher.
There is one called Breaker as well.
Google Podcasts.
We're all over that shit. But yeah, if you want to hear this, if you want to hear episode number 69.
Right, I mean, all sneeze,
the,
Brent.
All the Captain Hook stuff, too, is fucking... Oh, yeah. The crooked penis stuff.
Oh, my God.
Hook penis. All right.
Remember how Brent Morin has a crooked penis?
Yeah, right. The one about Brent having
ever
a...
Since.
You know, Brent comedian a... actor Brent Morin has a crooked penis?
Peroni. He has Peroni.
I don't know why the fuck I said that, but that seems to be the one thing people are holding on to. Every day, it's somebody writes hook cock.
I mean, you set yourself up, man.
I know. Well, so we're freeforming here.
It's like
you know?
Melonhead all over again.
So worth it.
Lemonhead.
Brent, that's what it was.
Don't help. Somebody just hit me up with Lemonhead again. Like, never forget.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, it was like 8 years ago. I'm still Lemonhead.
Man, it's funny looking through all these old episodes. Like, even the titles, I remember some of these titles are so funny to be like Three Little Pigs.
Oh.
Fucking Smooth Like Ken.
Wow. Oh, you're talking about Will's Little Body.
I think so.
Anyways, what's this Three Little Pigs? What were we talking about?
No, I hope it's not what I think
it is. So long ago. Murder Hornet Express.
Oh, yeah. The Murder Hornets.
Drop your seed in the na-na. I mean, these are great. These are all the early Corona ones. Coroni, Lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Corona Clowns. You man, gotta go. These are the days.
Yeah, if you're new to us, binge the old ones. Because
the old ones have some heat. There's some fucking funny shit in here.
Not that we gave up now either.
No, but there's a lot of good stuff before too.
Yeah, it's very true.
killing the game.
Innocent.
Killing the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Patreon. That's if you got to get on Patreon to listen to that one.
Which one was
the
it?
The one with
the executioner.
The executioner. That's, I still think about that. Like every day.
Tell me you're innocent.
Tell me you're fucking innocent. And I'm like...
You got to get on Patreon.
Yeah, that's
so
worth it.
Got to get on that if you want to watch that one.
That one kills me.
Yeah, we kind of go off the rails a little bit on the Patreon episodes there.
As we should.
It's our safe space.
Yeah, it's our safe space until somebody rips it.
It's our trust tree. What do you call it? Trust tree?
Trust tree.
The trust tree house.
Is that a thing? A trust tree? I thought it's trust fall.
No. What's the Will Ferrell old school where he was in therapy and they said they were in a tree, trust,
oh,
a tree
the
of trust?
Oh, tree of trust or something?
Yeah.
I thought we were in the cone of trust. No, not
yeah,
cone
some
of
shit
silence.
Like that. I don't remember. Yeah. I can make shit up. Are
you
going to read some emails?
Do you want
yeah,
to?
Let's
yeah,
do
let's
it.
Let's get some emails.
Well, this first one, subject line is 100. So I feel like we should read this.
Sweet. Somebody was aware.
This is from Natalie.
Hi, Natters.
Congrats on the upcoming 100th episode.
Yay.
Keeping it STD free, LMAO.
Oh, yeah. If you went on Patreon, once again, you could hear a syphilis story from Will.
Yeah, Will had a scare, but we're good.
I don't have any STDs.
We're all good.
And I don't have a hook cock, but you know what? Let the people think what they want. Mm. I have a hook penis, you have syphilis.
Well, let's not go that far. So she said, I'm pretty sure my fellow Mufasas would agree. I've enjoyed every minute of the pod and the Patreon over the past year and some months. And without it, I don't think I could have made it through the pandemic with a shred of sanity.
Oh, awesome.
From relating to Brent's Home Alone anxieties, Jason's super suave, smooth bullies, and Will learning how to read. You're doing great. To the road stories, fatty habits, and would you rathers. It's been a blast getting to know you and the rest of the pride through their emails, too. I'm gonna start crying. Can't wait for the gigs to pick up for you all, and hope to make it to the Midwest again someday so I can catch a live show.
I do miss the Midwest. I like the Midwest.
Soon, yeah.
Glad you all recovered.
Fatty habits there.
Glad you all recovered from the Rona, and can't wait to see Brent's hair when it's ready.
Okay.
That's funny. When it's ready,
when it's
is
ready.
So
kind of sounds
funny.
Bad.
There's some good fatty habits in the Midwest. Cheese curds, get the fuck out of here. Loaded tots, get the funk out of here.
Show is gonna be fucking lazy because I ate too much cheese before.
Just can we put a couch on stage, please?
Yeah. What else? What else?
Soft
saying that a
love
lot.
Seat, please.
That soft love seat.
Yeah, I need the lounge.
And also a very relevant PS that we should say for something with Brent. I caught Brent's scene in Yes Day.
Oh,
Netflix.
Cool.
And by caught, I mean I yelled, "It's Brent!" so loudly, and suddenly my sister thought I might have Tourette's.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I forgot about that. That, you know, number one in 52 countries.
So it's a movie called Yes Day on Netflix. Brent has like a scene in there or whatever.
Who's in that? Is it?
It's Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
Isn't the premise like they give them their kids one day where they can't say no? Hey, fuck that.
I don't know.
What's the deal with it? When did you even do that? I didn't even know that was.
He doesn't remember.
I did. I got an offer. They just Netflix offered it to me when I was doing a Netflix show, but I didn't get the script. I just got one scene. And I just did a scene, and Yeah, that was it. You just did one scene, and I forgot about it, and then it was out there.
That's how it works, baby.
So I don't really know what it's about, but people seem to
love it. The magic of Hollywood.
I mean,
that was a good one.
That was.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. That's such a sweet. Very sweet.
It just, it feels good that, I mean, that people say we're helping them through hard times. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We need to figure out how to help ourselves through
hard times. Yeah, that's, I mean.
Can you guys help us?
Yeah. Can you guys help us? I want to put my head through a fucking wall.
Yeah, because there's plenty of times either inebriated, Jason angry as shit, mm-hmm. Will late because he's hungover. I mean, we're all dealing with things in this ourselves. So you guys saying that helps me at least feel like, all right, okay.
Yep,
this has not been a wasted year for us as well.
No. This is an interesting email. This is from Ian. Subject line is a story about Brent's show.
Oh, see, this makes me nervous. When
I skimmed it, I think it should be okay.
Okay.
if Brent can confirm something for me, that would be amazing. I'm not sure if this actually happened because I was under the influence of being blackout drunk, and I'm pretty sure this happened. Mm-hmm. I went to see Brent do stand-up in NYC at Gotham. It was at the end of his set, and he was just getting off stage and starting to walk out of the room. No one in the crowd was standing up as people were still clapping. Oh, okay. I wanted to meet Brent, so I told the girl I was with to follow me, and we followed Brent out of the room. As I walked into the next room, Brent was standing there now saying hi to a few people. Again, this might not have happened, but I'm pretty sure that I got in the way of someone leaning in to shake Brent's hand so that I could hug him and tell him I was a fan. And the person I cut off was Liam Hemsworth. If he wasn't there, the story is still okay because I was a drunken asshole who cut someone off just to tell Brent I was a fan, which I'm sure he could have already guessed at his show, where I followed him and hugged him. But if he can confirm that was Liam Hemsworth, the story would be way better.
Yes, it was. That was Liam Hemsworth was there. Yeah. Very handsome man. And I had a very, and don't worry, buddy. After that show, we had our night too. So it was a tough morning for everybody.
It was a blur.
But yes, that was him. He was with our buddy Adam Devine because they were doing a movie together. I don't personally know him, you know. I think he liked Dino.
That's cool.
Dino was with me and he liked Dino more than me. And I remember feeling like, come on, man, like me more.
Yeah, come on. Well, that's awesome that it made his story great.
Yeah, so it is real.
It's a real thing. That's cool.
That's cool, man.
We Liam on the pod, you know?
Yeah, come on. Liam.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Well, Dino could get him on a pod. I guess I wasn't cool enough that night.
Fine.
God, I miss New York. That makes me miss New York now.
So much.
We'll be back
Gotham's,
soon.
Gotham's we'll be back saves. Soon.
I know.
It's all happening.
Can't wait till we can actually get out there again.
Gotham's so fun, man.
And not get COVID on a plane.
Right.
True.
I miss New York.
Oh. Next one is,
I know, right?
Next one is Harrison. What's up, dudes?
Hey, Harrison.
It's Harrison and KC, who happens to be a college friend of Kaylee, your opener in KC.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Love Kaylee.
As you read, it's also my girl's name. Made me mad the way you said that.
Also made you nervous.
As you read,
also made you nervous.
I know, made me nervous.
How did she
Yeah, we love KK.
Yeah. Well, you guys have nicknames.
College friend for Kaylee.
Yeah.
Whew, do we have a time. Anyways.
God damn it. So as you read on the show, oh, as you read on the show, I broke my humerus. That was the guy who broke his shit. I have surgery scar that goes from my inner elbow to my upper shoulder. And somehow that costs the same as Jason's COVID trip.
Oh, man.
Ambulance 50. Trips cost a lot, but he hit 50K with the Caroni Boney to the Domi. Wow, that was great.
I love that one. Good one, Harrison.
Yeah, well, it's because Jason was living at the hospital.
Do you got some apple juice?
Some apple juice. Make
that
me
was
feel
a good
better.
One too.
Make
actually,
it cold. Make it cold.
Yeah.
Make it cold.
Next one's from Olivia. Subject line is "Crazy occurrence. Enjoy and laugh." I mean, kind of foreign in the way you said that. Crazy occurrence. Enjoy and laugh.
Well, be nice.
Hey,
something like Olivia. Remember that song? Go ahead.
No, not even
John Mayer song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Jay Spearman. This isn't "Would you rather" so much as "What would you do in this situation?" Ooh. I have a teacup Chihuahua that is say it like an adult will. I have a teacup Chihuahua that is 18 years old. I mean, a teacup Chihuahua.
I know. What are you doing?
Fuck, man. I'm wearing a suit. Get it together.
Kind of. You're not wearing a full suit.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They don't know it's not a full suit, though.
He's got sweat shorts on,
it's
guys.
Fine.
But go ahead.
That are literally riding up to his penis. And I have to look at it the whole time.
And Kaylee was right. It's a fucking monster.
My younger sister recently bought dog food for 11 plus years. I'm happy. Oh, she has a dog.
Wait, dog food.
I got to start over. I'm starting over.
She was buying dog food for 11 years.
I have a teacup Chihuahua that is 18 years old. Holy shit, first of all. We need to acknowledge that. That's 18 crazy.
Jesus.
I bet you that thing is just shit. shaking.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just end it. Mm-hmm. My younger sister.
Which one is Ren or Stimpy? It's, you know, Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, yeah.
Ren.
Ren. Yeah. Probably looks like Ren. Go ahead.
Yeah. My younger sister recently, it'd be a good name for a chihuahua, by the way, name it Ren. Mm-hmm. But then without Stimpy, it's like, who the fuck's Ren?
And then people these days would think it would Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Or you're just a nerd. My younger sister recently bought dog food for 11 plus years. I'm happy because this dog was my late mother's and I promised I'd take care of her. But I honest to God think this food has something to do with it. I woke up at 3 a.m. to use the restroom, and in the moment I turned on the light, I see a bug-eyed 5-inch tall creature staring at me. I wear glasses 18-7.
Oh, that's her eyesight.
Great. Will that mine's all day except when sleeping.
Okay.
Needless to say, even knowing it's my dog, I didn't know whether to attempt to get off my bed and run for the restroom or give up and just say screw it, LOL. Curious as to your comments.
Well, I have a hard time seeing as well. That dog would have definitely been a speed bump for me on the way to the restroom, because sometimes in the middle of the night, when you got to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm tripping over Jack and tripping over Bugsy. The thing is with the older dogs in the middle of the night, a lot of them are losing their eyesight. Like Jack is pretty much almost all the way blind. He can see light and shapes and shit. But what happens with blind people is they have this condition where their body clock gets completely off because they can't see. So you can't tell if it's day or night. You know it's day or night.
Yeah.
But it fucks your body clock up. Well, now Jack at 15 years old has been literally having parties in the middle of the night. Like I wake up and you hear his little, because we have wood floors.
Yeah.
It's beautiful wood floors. And you can just hear him click, clack, all over the, like running in the middle of the night. I'm like, the fuck is he doing? His tail's wagging. He thinks it's 9 o'clock in the morning time to eat.
That's funny.
So sometimes they're like, their timing gets off because they can't see.
Yeah, because they can't tell.
I can't remember the name of that syndrome. It's there's a name for it.
Old ass dog syndrome?
No, for the blind and not knowing day or night. And it's fucking up their sleep patterns.
Vampiricitis.
Yes, vampiricitis is what it's called. God, I'm glad you're here.
This is a science podcast.
Vampiricitis. It's a Brent fact. Yeah, I had that when my dog was 17, and he just was losing it, but he kept just looking at things like around, and I was like, I think there were ghosts in my house.
I think that Jack's looking at me, so I go in for a pet. And he jumps. Oh, what the fuck? You're here?
It's weird. Oh, it's sad.
Sad, though. There's another one. Speaking of all these.
That's just a thigh.
These,
life questions.
I'm zooming in so we don't give away the puppies yet. There's puppies here. Life question and puppy picks. This is from either Callie or Kaylee. This is K-A-L-L-E-Y. I've never seen that spelling before. Could be a Kaylee.
Maybe.
I don't know. Either way. She said it in the email. Fucking do your job. It's pronounced. But actually,
at least she's not making me say it.
Actually, it's pronounced Kaylee, but it's C-A-L-L-I-E. It's got to be Kaylee, right?
Okay.
But that's not really helped, though. It could be Callie. It could be Callie.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Either way.
Huge person.
Hello, person. Person Callie Kaylee. Huge fan of the podcast and all you guys individually. Just became a member of the Patreon this month.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome.
Just had a question for
you guys. Welcome to the pride.
As someone who has had 7 different college majors within 2 years only to drop out, I was wondering how/when you knew you wanted to pursue a more non-traditional career. I originally wanted to go to school for art history because I want to be an artist and thought this was as close as I could get while still being practical. Mm. But seeing you guys have a career in something you are completely passionate about is totally inspiring. That's the first part. So
I knew day one. I've never had a normal job ever.
Yeah. He's just,
you know, I opened a martial arts school at 21. So, and for the next 20 years, I wore pajamas to work every day. And then halfway through that, I decided to start teaching stand up. Start doing stand up.
Teaching stand up too, a little bit.
Yeah.
People watching.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Beating the shit out of kids during the day and then stand up at night.
People laugh. Yeah. So, I mean, I've always known. I tried a normal job for a year, and it was only because it was at the company that my dad was working at, and I knew that I could fuck around. You know? Well, sorry I'm late. Talk to the vice president. I've always known.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too since I was a kid. I mean, not the stand-up thing. That happened out here, but the filmmaking, acting thing. Mm-hmm. That's like since I was in fifth grade. So I was like, I'm not doing this shit. And just like you fucking around at your dad's work, I was just out desk in the hall, just chilling.
Yep.
I couldn't conform to anything. I'm not good enough to be at a normal job. Yeah.
It's not something you decide that you want to do. Mm. It's something that you decide to pursue. You decide to pursue it. But if you're an artist in any way, it's it has been part of you since day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just impossible. Sometimes I do.
Killing it with these answers.
Yeah. That was great.
Thank you.
Because I do think sometimes, like, wow, man, I wonder if it all went to shit with this pandemic and I would have to be in an office again, like back when I had to do all the odd jobs. Mm-mm. I was just thinking about all the stupid shit I was doing and silly bits for people knowing their work. I'm like, man, I could not be dressed like Will sitting in one of those offices.
Sweatshorts and sandals and all.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweatshorts and slides, baby. Uh-huh. I'm wondering, I just thought about something funny. Because my two careers were martial arts instructor, stand-up comedian. What would next be?
Just a train conductor.
The like puppeteer.
Like a puppeteer, yeah. Just doing
a kite maker. I make kites. I love the wind and flight, so...
He just does competitive combat muppetry. You know, you got to see his show, though. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll be a LARPer. LARPing, dude. You know what LARPing is?
Sure don't.
Live action role play, baby. You know those guys that go to the park and act like it's the medieval times and sword fight
man.
And shit? LARP. Dude, look up LARPing. Do it right now. You're gonna see a wonderful array of characters on this. Wait, we got to do the pictures. I'm sorry.
We're going to.
Okay, cool. Yeah, LARP, dude.
These are cool guys. Huh?
Live action role play, baby.
Pretty sick.
You know?
I could do that.
Baby.
Look at his ears.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yep.
Oh, fucking 1995.
And then look at that. We're elven, and this is the Middle Earth, except there is a basketball hoop in the background.
That's kind of cute, though. At least you find friends.
Look at her foam sword. It's so cute.
Very into it. I respect how much they get into it.
They make,
it's cool when you're into
something. Oh, they make all their own shit. Dude, I stumbled upon a LARPing exhibition one time. My brother and I went to the...
Exhibition's a strong word.
Yeah, very, very strong word. But we went to the park to eat some Subway, and there was...
You're just gonna casually say that.
We stumbled upon a LARPing expedition while eating.
And there were a bunch of like medieval times looking Renaissance peeps hanging out, and we're like, and my brother's like, holy shit, they're LARPing. You know how you were like, what the fuck is LARPing right now?
Naturally.
That's how I was. I'm like, they're what, David?
They're LARPing.
I go, what the fuck is LARPing? And it's live action role play. So yeah.
And then they joined. They finished their meatball subs and they got out there.
That's what QAnon is, I think. QAnon's a LARP.
Shit into a sword.
QAnon's a LARP, dude. But go ahead. Let me see these pups.
It's just hilarious. Wow, we were enjoying Subway in the park. Just two twins watching twin LARPing.
Eating Subway, watching
one twin. They're LARPing. What the fuck is that? Just eat your pastrami and enjoy.
Subway. Also, I included some pictures of my 5-month-old puppy Prim. Pitbull.
Prim.
Pitbull puppy Prim.
Great name, Prim.
I think that's the name. They didn't capitalize it, but either way, most of the pictures are pretty recent, but I included one of her about 7 weeks for some extra cuteness. As you can tell, she's not the most photogenic dog, but she's definitely got some personality. Also, what dogs are photogenic? They're like...
Let's see what we... Under the chair, adorable.
Cute.
Puppy paw on it. Look at that cute fucking dog. I love your dog, Prim. Prim is a city, a town in Nevada on the way to Vegas.
That's right.
You always pass Prim. You ever notice that when you're driving to Vegas?
Uh-huh,
I wonder if that's where they're from. Are you from Prim? Let us know.
Yeah.
Cute.
Also, look at the arms on this dog. When this dog gets big, it's not going to be as cute.
No, it's big. Look at it in the truck picture.
Yeah.
Coming out the window. Oh, shit. Watch out.
Yeah.
Damn. Guard. And they guard the fuck out of their cars. Like, if you see dogs in their car and you try to walk up a pet, it'll bite your fucking hand off.
Cute.
That
I love
cute.
It.
All right. Well, we're at an hour now. Do you want to do any more?
Yes.
Do one more email here.
Let's do one more. This is like a thank you thing. So we can end on this maybe. This is from Emma. I believe she's a Patreon member, Mufasa member.
Oh, nice.
The biggest of thank yous. I hope you are all feeling better after COVID and wishing Brent well following his recent surgery. I'm afraid I don't have a question for you this week. Just a whole lot of love and gratitude for you all.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm currently writing this at 1 a.m. UK time, not being able to sleep and thinking of my uncle who today I learned may have cancer.
Oh, fuck.
So sorry.
It is here I find so much comfort and joy in the lion's den. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being my safe haven in the time of uncertainty. I genuinely have so much love for all three of you and feel the lion's den is very underappreciated. You truly deserve all the good things that come your way. Fan and listener for life, Emma.
Emma.
Oh, wow. Jeez,
she's amazing.
Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
Very much. And I hope your uncle's okay.
That made me cry.
That was an emotional way to end.
That was an emotional roller coaster.
And,
we should end on a song. What do you think?
Well, you were about to sing and I didn't know what you were going to
say. Thank you, Lions Pride, for sticking by our side.
Ooh.
It's been a year and then some, but we got more coming at you.
Much more.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why do dudes make ugly faces when they sing?
Well, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, he killed it on that one.
Thank you guys so much. We will be here for 100 more.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Unless we die, you know, we never know what could happen. And, you know.
Now, if you want to hear us swear more and talk about disgusting things, let's head on over to the Patreon.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the Patreon. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll see you guys there. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, dude, for 100 helpful therapeutic episodes for us as well.
Yeah. We are friends, digging each other.